Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A tentative plan is in the works to restart the frozen credit market in Europe. Leaders of the 15 countries using the euro have drafted a declaration to guarantee bank-to-bank loans. Now, the plan would stay in place for the next 5 years and would be subject to close scrutiny by financial officials. Both major candidates are absent, but plenty of big names are on the campaign trail today. The Clintons lend their support to Democratic nominee Barack Obama. Former President Bill Clinton and Senator Hillary Clinton join VP running mate Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. On the Republican ticket, VP candidate Governor Sarah Palin hits the battleground state of Ohio for John McCain. She speaks at a rally in Claresville, Ohio. Tropical Depression Norbert is hitting mainland Mexico with heavy rain and winds, but forecasters say it will continue losing strength over land. And north of the border, forecasters say Texas and New Mexico will also get a big soaking. California firefighters are getting a handle on a 750-acre wildfire. The blaze that flared up this morning just northeast of L.A. forced more than 1,000 people out of their homes. Hundreds of homes are threatened by the blaze and nearly 400 firefighters working to put it out. Firefighters are working against the clock, though. Officials say tonight's winds could kick the blaze back up. High temperatures were no match for runners of today's Chicago Marathon. Kenya's Evans Shuriat took the top spot, but today's real winner may have been organizers, who were able to keep today's race going. Last year, officials had to shut down the race because of high temperatures and participants getting sick because of it. This year's race featured a new weather warning system and stations and increased medical staff. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.